Well, good morning. Good morning, ACN. This is Regional Vice President Angela Solomon, and it is my absolute pleasure and privilege to spend time with you on this morning's Mojo Call. Coming off the ACN International event in Oklahoma this past weekend, I'm feeling so many things: excited, renewed, happy, hopeful, and most of all, grateful. ACN is an amazing company with outstanding founders and leadership. I feel so blessed to have been invited to a business opportunity meeting in Minneapolis, Minnesota, all the way back in 1995. As I thought about the message I wanted to share with you today, I knew I wanted to try to share with you a perspective that would enhance or reignite your belief in the life-changing business you've also been blessed to have been invited to join. My thoughts immediately took me back to 1991 when I was in college at the University of Michigan, which is about a 45-minute drive from Detroit. I was a sophomore, and with my family being so close, I would go home every weekend to get my dad's car for the weekend. It was easy to get a ride to Detroit. Lots of my friends' families were there, too. The challenge for my dad was getting me back to school when I brought his car back on Sundays. During my sophomore year, my dad finally decided to buy me a car. Yes, family, he bought his baby girl a red Mustang that I named Beverly. My very first car was an 81 Mustang with an 84 front. Remember, this was in 1991, so the car was 10 years old. It had thick racing tires to reduce the possibility of me getting a flat tire on my drives back and forth because, you know, no Flash Mobile in those days. My car wasn't a spring chicken. It was 10 years old, so it needed special care. Beverly had a small oil leak that I had to check regularly and replace the oil as needed. I did as my dad instructed because if the engine locked, who knows when or if he would buy me another one. Beverly had to live for 2 years, and she did. After I graduated, I bought myself a new red sports car. My dad told me to gift Beverly to my cousin David, who was still in high school. 1 month later, I learned Beverly died. David had not been diligent about checking and replacing the oil, and the engine locked up, just like that. So what was the difference between me and David? Why was I able to keep Beverly alive for 2 years and David killed her in 1 month? I think it's because I placed more value on having the car and I didn't take it for granted. David, on the other hand, was irresponsible. He lived with his parents, so if he really needed to go somewhere, he knew he could get a ride. Giving him my car was a nice gift, but not a godsend or a lifesaver like it was for me. He took it for granted and squandered it. It's easy to take what we have for granted. They say each generation is supposed to be better than the last, and we can look back and generally say with technology and other advancements, that's true. Back in the day, there were no cars. There were horses and buggies. When cars became available, I bet the people who were able to get the first motorized vehicles didn't take them for granted. They could go further, faster, and more comfortably. Back in the day, there was no indoor plumbing. When you wanted to bathe or go to the bathroom, you had to go outside, day or night, regardless of the weather. When houses were built with bathrooms inside, I bet people didn't take it for granted. They were grateful for the end of cold water bucket baths and enjoyed a lot more privacy. Back in the day, there was no electricity. You had to get everything done before the sun went down and then build a fire to light the night. I bet when electricity became available, the first people who were able to turn on the light were probably afraid to turn the lights off for fear of going back to living mostly on the sun's schedule. They did not take having electricity for granted. It truly changed their lives. So what does all of this have to do with you? This past weekend in Oklahoma City gave us perspective. We were introduced to a new generation of ACN. They were adopted by ACN when we acquired Connect and Team National. Prior to joining the ACN family, they did not have a residual income opportunity. Now that residual income is available, they are on fire. They are breaking records. They are excited and grateful to be able to now get paid over and over on a sale they only once earned one commission on. Imagine how they feel. ACN is like their newly discovered electricity, indoor plumbing, and the Model T. It's life-changing. In contrast, when we joined the business, we knew we could build a residual income. It's been in the ACN compensation plan from the very beginning. We didn't have to work for years getting paid one-time commissions or like a realtor only getting paid when we sell a house. The opportunity to get paid over and over from work done one time was always on the table for us. Heck, it may have been why we all joined. Is our residual income so common to us that we take it for granted? Is it so normal for us that we are complacent? Residual income is not breaking news to us, but it's super amazing, so why aren't we breaking our necks to get as much of it as we can? The new generation of ACN sure is. Remember they say each generation should be better than the last. Are we first-generation ACNers proving this to be true? We must renew and refresh our perspective about our great blessing that is ACN and not take for granted what we've had all along. We are reminded by our new ACN family members how unique and special what we have is. What we have with ACN is not ordinarily available in this industry. People usually grind and churn numbers every month, and I mean every month starting from zero, without having the opportunity to build something that will pay them long term. Let's stop treating our business like it's ordinary, because it's actually a very extraordinary opportunity to build long-term wealth and security for our families. It's time for us to realize that we were all chosen, hand-selected for this opportunity. There are no accidents and no coincidences. Someone invited you to see ACN from among billions of people in the world who mostly still don't have a clue about residual income. ACN is an incredible gift to you and to all of us. Let's not let this realization be lost on us or taken for granted. Let's not be irresponsible and squander the gift that has been given to us. Let's not take the opportunity to change our family's financial tree for generations to come for granted. Let's all go to work to live like we've just been offered residual income for the very first time. Let's be urgent and purposeful and intentional about building our businesses now. I'll leave you with a quote that seems appropriate for my message today. The quote is, "The problem is you think you have time." Let's not waste or squander any more of our time or our lives. Let's elevate, team, and have the best day.